First to the enigmatic Aurora. Paul Brekker flew south from the Norwegian Space Centre to explain why the Northern Lights are not just beautiful, but scientifically fascinating.
Well, the Aurora is one of the nature's wonders. It's an amazing light show in the sky and has been marveling people for thousands of years. And people also wonder what it was. You have to really see it yourself. You can see those nice pictures all over the internet, but when you see it moving in the sky, I promise you get goosebumps. This is really amazing.
And it's caused by an interaction between particles from the sun in the solar wind interacting with our atmosphere. But how does that lead to this wonderful shimmering light display?
Yes, right. It's a particle from the sun that are ejected when there are solar storms. And these particles spend then a few days to reach the Earth. They don't hit the Earth, but they hit what we call the magnetosphere. This is like an invisible magnetic shield we have around us. But the solar storm will then shake up this magnetosphere. Some particles manage to penetrate this kind of cocoon, and then they are kind of streaming along those magnetic field lines, which are usually ending up in the northern regions of the Earth and the southern regions. And when those particles collide with atoms in the atmosphere, they will transfer some energy to these atoms, and these atoms will then emit lights on some certain frequencies or colors. So that's why we get the green and sometimes the red Northern Lights. So this is basically a gigantic commercial sign, because it's exactly the same effect you have in a neon tube or old-fashioned TV.
What can we learn from actually observing the aurora itself?
First of all, we can learn about the interaction between the sun and the Earth, which is important because the storm from the sun doesn't just make the aurora. It can affect our technology, it can change the climate, but it also tells us something about the Earth's atmosphere, what atoms is up there and so on, and the dynamics. So it's also important to do science on this, not only to send tourists up to watch it.
So in a way, it acts like a spectroscope for us. By giving the atoms in the upper atmosphere certain amounts of energy, it can tell us quite a lot about our own atmosphere, even though its original source is the sun.
Yes, that's right. And by measuring the spectra of the aurora, you can actually, using spectra is like taking a fingerprint of the gas that's up there. So it will tell you exactly what elements, in this case, it's usually oxygen and nitrogen. It's the gas that's glowing. But there's lots of dynamics up there. And by studying the aurora and the dynamics, that can give us a better way of predicting, for instance, how space weather affecting GPS, which is used more and more to do navigation. So it's important to understand these things if you want to also understand the effects on the Earth.
So we can learn quite a lot from the aurora, but I imagine it's only fairly recently that we've actually worked out how it occurs in the first place. What do people think the aurora was before we understood this link between the Earth and the sun?
Well, first of all, people thought it was a bad sign. From war or sickness and lots of culture took their kids inside and everything. But even 800 years ago, there are some stories in some Viking books in Norway that it was maybe reflected sunlight, and they had some scientific thoughts about this. But it was first in about 100 years ago when Christian Birkeland, a Norwegian scientist, actually had this theory it was the sun that sparked the aurora, and even built his own small world in a glass box, a vacuum tank, and managed to create artificial aurora, which proved his theory. But we couldn't actually prove it before we got into space, and that's when we can see the aurora from space and understand this interaction with the sun.
We should be expecting to see some fairly dramatic aurora in the next couple of years because it's related to the activity of the sun. It seems to get actually quite a long way down from the North Pole. In fact, we've had it over northern England relatively recently. As the activity steps up, should we expect to see it even further down, or do we just see a more intense display in the northern reaches?
You will expect to see it more of it in these latitudes, but also further south. And if you go back in history again, it's actually Galileo that gave it its scientific name. And the Aurora Borealis means the red dawn of the north. And why the red? That's because when you get really activity on the sun and the aurora moves further south, it gets very red on the top. And he saw only the red part of the mountains. So yes, the next few years, actually very often off the solar max is the best time for the aurora. So you will probably see lots of more aurora every winter here in the UK too.
Solar physicist Paul Brekker from the Norwegian Space Centre.